Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podular cast with me, James Welsh from the internet.
And me, Robert Welsh, also from the internet.
I've seen you on the internet.
But I've only heard bad things.
Yeah, I've seen you, but I thought it was me and I didn't realise we were two different people.
Let me just cut you off there, James. Congratulations on 1 million.
God, I didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah, we're not, I'm just saying congratulations.
Is there a
I'm
present? Doing...
Yes.
Is there a cake?
This thing I found in your room.
We're in my room, I own everything, and they're my Crocs.
Well, you can have my Crocs back that you gave me before.
Yes, 1 mil subs.
How does it feel? Do you feel different?
Everything changed overnight.
Yes.
Literally, my life changed instantly the moment it hit a million.
Why is your house covered in gold?
Because I have 1 million subs. I have 1 million sub count.
Yeah. Well, no, that's very good.
No, it is good. I'm very grateful.
I was getting a lot of, I reposted your thing.
Yeah.
I was like, congratulations at James. And everyone was like, wow, congratulations. You've done so well. And I was messaging like, I didn't message anyone back because I was like, you should know.
Yeah.
But I was like, no. And I have something else. I was like, oh, it's James won it. Like, you know, congratulate me. And then there were some people that got really angry with me. It's like, it's okay to congratulate you too. And I messaged back. I was like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Why is it okay to congratulate you?
I literally didn't do it.
You've got nothing to do with it.
Wait a minute. That's harsh.
But yeah, that's what I've been up to this week. How about you?
Oh, God. I built a wardrobe. No, I didn't build a wardrobe.
No, you didn't. Your partner built a wardrobe.
No, actually, his stepdad did.
Oh, my God.
So, what did I do? I cleaned my room.
Okay, well, it doesn't get much more exciting on today's episode, I'm afraid.
Mum said if I clean my room, she'll give me £10.
Do you remember the stuff we used to have to do to get pocket money?
If I ever have children, I ask for money just to clean their room. I feel like I would have raised them wrong. But I can imagine that's a good little...
If I could
give money to my dogs to, you know, not be like them.
It's like early indications of working for money.
That's why we're business people.
Right. You really jumped ahead of it there.
Yeah, sorry. I'm assuming everything today.
Yeah, Marcus is here.
Hi everyone.
Marcus. Okay.
Congratulations to Robert. On cleaning your room. The worst thing we had to do...
Anything else you want to congratulate anyone?
No.
Okay.
The worst thing we used to do for pocket money was the leaves into a bin bag.
Oh,
with
two planks of wood.
Can you not get floor hoovers? Of course you can get floor
hoovers.
garden hoovers.
Dad had one then, like a fly mo.
Has no one invented a floor hoover? Yeah, that was it. And it had a bag.
It used to do it for, but they'd be like, take these two planks of wood and put it into the bin.
But here's the thing, in autumn or fall,
why
would you have to pick up the leaves?
Because they get all mushy and they're gross.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
They're crunchy for like a month.
I don't know anything about botanicals.
No, they used to go in...
I'm not a garden specialist.
They used to go in bin liners and then they'd sit in the garden on the side for ages in bin liners for months.
Yeah.
And then one day they'd just go to the dump.
Or compost. Do you not remember washing the doors for pocket money?
No.
Job used to be washing the doors.
Oh, it was ever so rewarding.
The inside of the door.
God, you never felt a bit
like,
of
you
sense
know,
of pride.
All the doors inside. You would wash the door, both sides and the handle, and you'll get £1. No, it's really a little bit more.
Yeah, got like 10
You'll
pounds.
Get to watch Pokemon that evening.
Yeah. Before dinner.
Let's talk. Oh, sorry, you're hosting it. Sorry.
Robert? I know I've overshadowed you this week with my 1 mil sub count. So you've probably not thought about it.
Right.
But do you have a fevy? Anything you've been loving? I said, what's your fav then? What's your fevy?
That's Marcus's thing. Yeah. Take that from me. First of all, it's not all about numbers. It's about...
I just noticed. Have you got a shelf for nail polishes? It was meant to be for serums, but they don't fit all my serums.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to start getting loads of... I was like, don't, James.
No, I've got like four.
Okay. Right,
calm down.
So, yes, I was going to say it's not all about numbers. It's about quality, as we've discussed on this podcast. And
right, yeah. No, it's just...
No.
Carry on.
So, oh, shit. What are they called? A Bolt Beauty. So
how do I recognise that?
Well, I was sent an email.
Right.
So, and they're like, they were like, oh, do you want to try this sustainable? And I was like, well, I do like jars of colours. And they had these little capsules. There's a pink, a blue, like an opal.
Opal?
Like the little bar.
Pearl.
Pearl.
I mean, if you opal if you fancy.
Opal fruits.
Yeah. So multicolored.
And a pink. And they're like little capsules of skincare. And it's meant to be like, what's it called? Like environmentally friendly because there's no packaging. Wait a minute.
What?
Oh, there's a plastic tub.
So it's a plastic tub, but you can refill them, and yes, they're biodegradable little poppy capsules.
Yeah, yeah, they're made from seaweed. Something. No, no, skincare.
Oh, skincare. I'll go back.
Remember where we are. So, I thought, okay, I'll try using them just because they're here. You know, I've been sent them. It's a great idea. I actually really like them.
They're supposed to be really good.
They're amazing, but they have a serum which is like It's just like glow, don't shine or something like that. It's like glow, but don't be oily.
Right.
And it's like, it's mattifying, but it's not mattifying. You feel matte, but your skin doesn't look matte. It looks
that
like
sounds
normal.
Nice. That's what I want.
And there's a moisturizer you can use on top that isn't too thick either. They have a cleanser as well, which I'm wanting to try, but I haven't done that yet. But everything is just so portioned well. Mm. Like one of those little capsules is a really great enough portion. And that's what I think, that's what I've been loving.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like the idea of like having that refill bottle with those seaweed little poppy things that actually biodegrade. Because as we know, biodegradable isn't a regulated term.
Exactly.
So like you can call Marcus biodegradable because when he's in the ground, eventually he will biodegrade.
I think humans are more biodegradable than most plastics.
Okay. Maybe Marcus is a bad example, but he's here.
Yeah.
I've eaten a lot of plastic.
Just trying to include.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just trying to include you.
I'm sure you've used the microwave before.
Yeah.
Michael Wave.
No, they're very good.
Yeah. No.
That's interesting what you say about portions, because that's something I struggle with all the skincare you gave me, shampoo, conditioner.
Yeah.
I'll just go...
Yeah, because you're like, how much do I want to use?
A lot of the instructions say use an appropriate amount. What the fuck does that mean?
Mm. And they're like, use a 10 pence piece size. I was like, I can't remember how much that is.
Use a 10 cent size. Yeah. Like, we are in the UK. What's a cent?
But I guess that's what companies want you to do, so you read by the product.
Yeah, and use a little bit more as well.
Yeah.
But then also, how... I mean, you've explained that product, but how would you release a shampoo where you could proportion the size for each squeeze?
So I backed a Kickstarter for, they're called No Poo, and they're little biodegradable.
I could do that.
You can't poo for a year. They're shampoo in like little rice papery type. Oh. So you wet them, it disappears, and you put it all on your hair.
Yes, I've seen those. Yeah, but I mean, Lush do the bars where there's no packaging.
They
also
made my scalp dry.
Oh, I love them so much.
But they made my
scalp
dry.
They sound luxurious.
Yeah. No, they're good.
Is that James? I see across the table.
Yes, you might recognize me from my 1 mil sub count.
James, you're blinding me with all your diamonds. is there anything, here's a question that I don't think you'll be able to cope with. Is there anything you've been loving?
Yes. Do you know what I actually have really, really been enjoying? No. This is actually, not this particular thing here is sponsored, but I have a sponsor. Oh shit, when's this going up? I can't say it yet. Ignore it.
Tomorrow.
No, I can't say it. Oh my god, there's something. I've got a sponsor post tonight of a product that I've really, really been enjoying, but I can't talk about
Point it aggressively to me.
In the corner there. You see the bottles?
Oh,
right,
Pikachu.
In the corner by Mimikyu.
Oh, they look great.
Go and watch your video, huh?
Go and watch it tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And unsubscribe.
And unsubscribe.
Get him below a
million. Get me back down to 500,000.
Robert, how many are you on now?
600,000+.
Okay. Are you going up quite quick?
I go up daily,
There is a daily adage.
One a day.
I've been loving... Everyone shut up.
Sorry, but James, other people have YouTube channels too.
Do you know what I've been loving that I feel like I didn't give a big enough yes to is the Fenty Skin Fat Water.
Yeah.
It's been something I've been reusing like over and over. You know, sometimes you use a product daily. Yeah. It just becomes part of your average and you forget you're kind of like using it. It's really nice. It's like an extra layer of hydration, like toners should be. And the fat water is a cross between like an essence and a toner, a serum, they say. Mm. But so it just has a few more like beneficial active, in quotes, ingredients. Yeah. But it's just nice. It's like nice and hydrating without making me too shiny, especially in winter when I use like thicker moisturizers and serums to add that moisturization hydration. It's just nice. It's just really good. It does make you look a lot more even, a lot less porous, but that's because the like niacinamide helping you, your oils try.
Yeah, I always say I need to use niacinamide and have so many different things, and I was just like, oh, there it is.
You should just use that.
Next to my deodorant, I also don't use.
I really like it. yes, no, it's really... What?
No, I'm sorry. Well, the reason I think you don't talk about that enough is because you only spoke nicely about it because it's Rihanna's brand.
Oh, yeah.
And I think...
You know how much me and Rihanna get along.
You and Rihanna, yeah. Best friends, Riri.
I mean, she would feel so heartbroken if I said anything bad about her brand.
Yeah, about her fat water.
Yeah, about her fat water. Music.
Marcus, that's an editing note for you.
Oh.
Marcus.
Oh. Okay, what's
right.
The topic?
I mean, right. So I just leave in all you both going,
oh. Yeah, yeah, you do now. I feel like what we're talking about is a bit boring.
No, just... quick, think of something completely different. Quick. Right now, even though it's
Lido. Dog Day at the Lido.
Is that a thing?
No.
Oh.
Quick, look around the room.
How could you just pick that up? Dog Day at the
Lido. Yeah, why would
it's
you
a real like thing. That's like a real thing.
Oh.
What, I have one here?
They close the Lido, like when it goes into winter, when they're going to close it down. Oh. Everywhere, the Lido.
Oh, I don't know if I'd want my dogs in that water, though.
Well,
I
know all the show dogs.
They're good verrucas.
So, today, just now,
literally just a second.
Literally a second ago, we thought we would discuss, we talked a lot about what did we say just now?
So we spoke about a while back, wait, did we do that on here? Yeah, we did do that on here. Brands, not brands, people like releasing their own brands. So who did we have recently? Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez.
Had Rihanna, Fenty Skin.
Rihanna, Fenty,
Rihanna.
Lauren Conrad, and her
which I actually can't
brand,
wait to use.
Lauren, I'm guessing it's called.
Loza.
Loza. The Hills, I think it's called. And then Alicia Keys is, of course, coming out with her skincare brand.
I think didn't she just launch a candle?
Oh, did she? I want that.
Yeah, I want it too, oh, but shit. I think it's sold out.
Yeah. So it's not just, we also have Jackie Aina, who released her candles, which mm-hmm. I've ordered. I need to chase that out because I don't know where they are.
Yeah. I ordered the Dolan Twins candles.
They have candles too?
Yeah. And they're not, that was months ago.
Yeah. So it's not just celebrity, well, I guess they are celebrities, but it's not just makeup coming out. It's, you know, a bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people we saw got kind of a little bit, they get a bit angry. Like, who are they to release a brand? Like, what do they know about people's faces, you know, or candles? Yeah.
Like, how do
what
they
the fuck
know
do you know about candles? so we thought we would talk about what makes us then kind of like this brand? What makes us hate it initially? What makes us hate or love it initially? And go from
make
there.
Make sure you're breathing.
Make sure you breathe. What makes you hate breathing?
Yeah, what makes you stop it all of a sudden?
3, 2, 1, start again.
Start the whole thing again. So one thing that I think you a lot of people say they don't have a bias when it comes, you know, like, for example, genuinely, I didn't give Fenty Skin an okay review because it was Rihanna.
Yeah.
Like we said, we're not into celebrity culture, really.
No.
But
yeah.
There is a difference. Like, we spoke to Angelica about this last week, that there is a slight difference when it comes to influencers, because you do feel like you have a closer bond with some, because you do watch them,
true.
Even though they don't necessarily know you personally.
Yeah.
You do see them day in, day out, doing whatever it is that they're doing. For example, like, I don't watch a lot of Jackie Aina's videos, but I would like to support her if I could, because I know she's a unproblematic queen, in quotes, as people say. you know, she's got a great channel. Like, I do watch some of her channels. So if her candles smell good, I'm probably going to have no problem buying them.
And I think from looking at her, like, Instagram stories and her house, I know she's probably rich, but I feel like she has a good idea what, like, luxury is and the smells and fragrances. Have you seen her wardrobe?
No.
You see her walking wardrobe?
Yes,
it's amazing. Yeah. So that's the kind of thing, like, it's not makeup. It's not skincare. It's not
something.
Clothing. But it's something that, you know, is a little bit, you know, we don't know how much she likes candles.
Yeah,
you
she
know?
Could love them.
She
that
could love candles,
and
that's why she's done it. Exactly. But then there are people who I feel like, here's the thing, when people are like, oh, you shouldn't be releasing a beauty brand, let's be real, there are some influencers that can't really do makeup that well. And they release a makeup brand. So what, they're releasing a makeup brand that they can't use very well? So, I mean, that's kind of a little bit like when an influencer does it, we're literally buying because of a person, not because of their skills or because of the, I've never seen Jackie Aina candle dipping, but, you know, the candles are probably amazing.
I would watch that. Girl.
I
would
want to see her do that.
But, I bought it because I like her. Like her ethics, I guess you say. I'll have some Jackie Aina candles, why not?
Yeah, and Alicia Keys candles. Yeah. I would have that too. But this is a thing as well, it's like, there, people still buy problematic YouTubers' products if they're good quality.
Yes, that's true.
They do.
Yeah.
Like, I think even if you don't know much about the influencer, if you know they have a good product, you're probably still going to buy it without even caring who that influencer
is. Very true. And as well, people, like parents, buy things for their children. They watch them. Yeah.
But let's go back to like what you said about, so for example, James Charles tweeted something about so-and-so having no place doing make. Was it about Alicia Keys?
No, that was Lauren Conrad, because I think
supposedly
what happened, he sent did we speak to Angelica about this off mic? And she sent like a dummy PR kit. So like when they test out what the PR kit's going
to
look like.
Oh, we didn't speak to this about.
They accidentally sent. Mm. No, we spoke to Blair about it.
Yeah.
They accidentally sent that dummy one instead, and he like started saying stuff or something, and was like, "Oh, it's Lauren Conrad." I don't know. But he was mean, apparently.
Yeah. So, but then here's an example of again like him saying that he doesn't. She has no place, doing skincare or makeup, whatever. We mentioned before that he technically doesn't have, he's not a makeup artist. He's just an influencer who's very good at makeup, right? Mm. So that's when you have to think, like, I think the reason influencer collaborations do so well is because people like James Charles and other influencers not only have their own experience as a consumer, but they also, it sounds really cheesy and everyone says it, but you get feedback in the comments. Like, I feel like compared to a year ago, I know what a lot of people want in skincare that just isn't there, and I have ideas so I think that is kind of what sets an influencer brand makes it different to like a celebrity brand, because I would feel that they got the experience, they got the consumer experience and knowledge, which is really technically one of the most important things. Like, you can look at sales.
Karen, what are you gonna say?
Let's talk at the same time together.
You hit a million and you think you own the world.
It's something I've been trying to confront you about for years now. That's all I was gonna say is that I think once you are at that certain level where you do get hundreds of thousands of comments a day across all your social media, you do reviews, and then people give you their reviews of your review and their product, you know, when you ask at the end of a video, like, let me know what you thought of the product.
Yeah.
You're not just trying to say something fun. You actually want to know.
No, it's like, I loved it, but did you think it was shit?
Like, tell me what you thought. Yeah. So you do get that good feedback about not only just the product itself, but formulations and then the type of product people do. So that's why I think influencer products do so well, as well as obviously having that obvious personal attachment to the influencer. But that's why I think that they do well, they're good quality, and they go back for second collaborations.
Here's the thing that kind of gets me a little bit, and I've seen it a lot, and somebody commented on one of my videos. Was it a video or was it something else? I can't remember. But we were talking about brands and like influencers and celebrities like teaming up with brands, and they were like, oh, I kind of see it as a bit of a money grab. And I was like, well, no, if you think about it, if you're, say we're influencers, for example.
Pretend we're influencers.
Imagine a world. And your favorite brand is like, do you want to do this collaboration? Of course. Yeah. Like, it's a brand that you've loved and used for ages. And of course you're going to want to do. So saying it's a money grab, yes, you're making money from it. But that's like saying, I'm doing it because, like, it's a job you love. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
The thing is, I think like the business side of it as well, if the brand was going to come out with a new product and they're wanting to create a new product, why not do it with an influencer?
You're making money while doing it with a brand. So yes, it's a money grab, one, because it's your job, but also because it's a brand that you really want to work with. If a brand comes up to you or me, or myself and Hugh, if that's how you say it, me and I.
Myself and I.
No, that's not it. You and I. You're not going to be like, you know, any brand. Say like, for example, I don't know, what's a bread brand?
Oh my God.
Hovis. Hovis bread.
Oh, I don't know. Like,
James, we love your skincare. Yes, that's true. But imagine if they're like, do you want to release your own bread? Oh no, I would do that. I'm trying to think of an example.
So let's say Nike came up to us. Oh my God. Like, let's like make a your sports. Own trainer. It will. It could have lipstick on it. And then we were like, yeah, let's do it. Just put our name on it. That's a money grab.
And then what, the visuals is us just walking.
Yeah.
With our breasts.
Yeah.
Walking up and down the stairs. Walking from one room to another one. So lounge shoes.
What's the difference between candles and you doing Nike?
So I think the difference... Oh.
So I think because Nike or Nike, however you want to say it, would be, I don't want to offend anyone,
so,
would
Nike,
be
Nike. Like, it's, yeah, it's actually Nike.
Oh, is it Nike? Nike. Okay. Yeah. So it's nothing to do, I don't exercise, I don't believe in it, no, I don't, I hardly walk, so like for them to be like, oh, you know, Robert, do you like, want to do shoes, sports shoes, I'm like, yeah, oh my God, yeah, even though it's nothing to me, but then a candle company were like, do you want to make your own fragrance? I'm like, make my own fragrance because I sit at home and light candles, and I would do a whole like
spooky theme.
Like this smell is a smell of bats.
Armpits. I feel like lifestyle comes into beauty quite easily with things like that things. Because it's also sort of like not to sound like I wear a silk gown and drink wine every evening, but I light candles when I do my skincare or when I'm getting ready because it's part of an not that fucking. Oh, I need to show you that smelly one. Sorry, I bought a candle that smells like dirty water.
No, I love it.
It's really good. Oh, it's in that market. There's a candle box down there.
Yeah, it is.
It's literally called, what's that ride called? It's called Splash or something? Not the ride.
No, I don't think it's called Splash.
No, the ride isn't, but the candle's called.
No, Space Coaster?
No.
Animation?
No.
Holiday Haunted?
No, it's blue and it suggests water.
Yeah, is that
Haunted?
No, it suggests water.
There's a suggestion of
suggestion of water.
Sea salt H2O?
No, another kind of water.
That's a lovely
sorry.
Smell. There's a suggestion of agua.
It's a big candle.
Space coaster?
No.
H2O, what's your?
H2O. But yeah, I think that fits into beauty quite well. Lifestyle. Sorry, our
splash.
That's it.
May
splash.
I?
Yeah. May I? This is by, who are they? The Mac. Isn't it? So this
like
is
a
candle. What's the company called?
Magic Candle Company.
Magic Candle Candle Company, and they basically make. Yeah, they basically make smells inspired by the Disney theme parks, right?
Yeah.
And this one is called Splash.
Splash Mountain.
It's inspired by Splash Mountain, so it's got the smell, the water, the cube, and the rides.
Memory.
And it smells. It doesn't. It
does
smell.
It feel like it's, it?
Yeah, yeah, it does. So every candle. Sorry, just randomly talking about candles now.
Oh
but
God,
every, this is now a candle podcast.
Yeah.
Everything they do smells exactly like it. There's a ride in Universal Studios, which is the ET. Ride and I was saying to James, the smell reminds me of wigs on mannequins and fake trees, and it smells exactly like it. It smells like underneath
a
wig.
Really good job, yes.
Underneath a wig on a mannequin.
Just that front of the forehead underneath the wig. But E.T.'s I think that's where. He's one finger. I think that's where like candles come in. Like it's a lifestyle thing.
Yeah,
It's all kind of like.
But an exercise is lifestyle too.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, really. Hold on. You can do a trainer. Which is for somebody who doesn't exercise but wants to be comfortable when they have to go out and walk their dog.
Right, so Crocs. Let's not start rivalries with shoe companies.
And a lipstick can pop out of
the heel.
No, but yeah, I guess it just doesn't make... I think because as well, as someone who never talks about clothes, I don't have a Fashion Nova sponsorship, so I'm not going to talk about...
Robert would love one.
I'll make it one day. I would never talk about clothing, I guess.
Yeah, it's a weird one, like... I think there's a difference between merch and product releases, right?
Merch is like a support of it.
Yeah, like and showing that you like something, you know? Like I buy some YouTube channels merch and it's just more of like, oh, look, we're in a club. We all watch the same person.
Team them.
Team Splash Candle. Yeah. And it's all just like, you know, but I think the difference between... I'm trying to think what like a huge cash grab is. I don't think I've ever seen one. I always think like influencers, collaborative things are quite well thought out. When it comes to makeup and makeup palettes, any fucking makeup person
I
can do it.
I feel
they?
Like, you know what? I'm not mad at people bringing out makeup palettes. And a lot of people are. They're like, oh, another, just what we need, another palette. Mm. That's relative depending on a person. I would buy every makeup palette that comes out if I could, unless I think of a company shit. Mm. But at the same time, there's people that bring out things. Let's say, I hate naming names because I don't want to seem like drama or spilling tea. But there are products that come out that are completely unnecessary. Color correctors, for example.
Oh,
if you focus your whole brand around a color corrector and two ashy powders, that's not really... I just think of that as like no thought has gone into it. Mm. There's more thought in the packaging and yourself as a person and trying
to
make
PR
that brand
marketing.
Like you. Yeah. Then who was going to benefit? I would never benefit from a color corrector. Mm. And if I was going to bring out a brand, I would want everyone to benefit from that product, yeah. because I would, because it's my name, I want this to be like, this is a good product, you know. Randomly going off topic again, there's that fragrance library they sell in Boots. They make fragrance like after raining, after a storm. This smells exactly like it. Okay, right. Where were we?
And that's the thing, a lot of people ask us, like, if we're gonna launch a brand, and we're like, unless we can come up with something that we think is genuinely useful and different to what people are selling, like, I'm not about to bring out like a cleanser or like a moisturizer if I don't think something is gonna make a difference, because we already have 1,001 choices, like, what's the point? If Robert bought out a palette with Morphe,
no one's gonna need a palette. If I bring out a palette, I want it to be green and purple.
It's all clear colours that anyone can use.
Yeah, it's just Vaseline in different tubs. You can use it on your eyes,
and one of them is vapor rub, but you don't want one. it's a spooky surprise.
Is there a vapor rub candle?
No, I will. Oh, maybe. Oh, quick. There's a KFC gravy one. Oh, wait, is that real?
There's vapor rub like wax melts.
Quick, Gookie.
Yeah, I will.
KFC gravy would be... They did a limited edition. Why have we talked about candles? Maybe too much.
This episode is candle you handle it.
Yeah, candle. Oh my God, actually, let's...
Okay, let's just put that for fun. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there is.
Oh, is there really?
Oh, that one I saw winter night.
No, vapor rub. Vapor candle.
Not sponsored.
Non-spawn.
59p.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
From where?
Get 7.
B at an M.
Been in bargains.
Oh, that means it's going to last 2 minutes.
Yeah, and it doesn't have any smell at all.
Oh, luxury plus.
So, talking about that, has there been a launch where you've been like, this is ridiculous, and then you've bought it anyway, and then you've really liked it, and been like, okay, why? What made you change your mind? And you have to say yes, because otherwise we don't have anything to talk about.
Yes. You know what? One I bought thinking this is going to be absolute shit is Kylie Skin.
Yes.
Now, listen, she
you
has...
You bought it for clout?
I bought it for clout. I bought it to review. Yeah. And I thought, right, this is going to be like Claire's Accessories style, like shit skincare. Mm. It's not good. Mm. But it's also not bad. It's like starter makeup. Like, if you were going to get your teen into skincare, you would probably get Kylie Skin.
And you'll be
Skin.
Like, look, Kylie does it.
Yeah, Kylie does it. And it's in pink packaging, you know? I think it's a good starting place. She has an amazing sunscreen.
Yeah.
Which they actually stole the ingredients from Supergoop.
Oh.
So it's like a direct copy. And then they add in like her shit kiwi oil that doesn't do anything. Right, but I was pleasantly surprised. I was fully ready to sit there and slate it and be like, you know, this is a cash grab.
Yeah.
It's like the products are crap.
Yeah.
They're very white label. Mm. You know, it's the same as Florence by Mills, which wasn't out at the time. But you know, like...
Yeah.
But no, the products were very, very decent.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. How about you?
No.
Kylie Minogue, is that?
No, Kylie. I would Kylie never bash what Kylie Minogue did. No.
What did I get once? Let me think about that.
Please bear with us. We did think about this podcast episode. 20 minutes ago.
Once
get... Oh, you know what you thought was going to be shit?
That's already hit my microphone.
What's her name? The Beauty Puff thing.
Yes. Oh, so I...
What's her name?
Tati Westbrook. We call her Tati because Tati means something different here in the UK.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, you're a tart. Tarty.
Remember?
Yes, I remember.
When you tried to insult people, you're like, you're a tart.
You're a tart.
That's like a cow.
Yeah, like you're a cow. Yeah. Your mum hates me.
That's my mum.
Yeah, so I was at the first time I got that, I was actually sent it, not by the brand, by a subscriber who I still talk to this day. She very kindly sent that to me. And I was like, okay, it's a sponge with bits of material around it. Mm. And I was like, how good can it be? Mm. I thought it's going to be really shit. I thought it's going to really pile on your makeup. And I reviewed it. I was like, oh, it's good.
Yeah.
And a part of me was a little bit annoyed. And I was like, oh, I really didn't want to like this because it is just a sponge. And there's something about me as a makeup artist where I'm like, I don't want to use sponges. Mm. I don't know what it is. I just hate using sponges because I remember it was triangle.
Yeah.
Little sponges. I'm like, come on, let's progress.
Yeah.
But it was really, really good. And it's still something I use like to this day. I don't use it so much in my videos because, you know, you use it and so I was like, oh, whatever, you know. So I don't use it as much in videos, but it's still something I'll use to touch up around my beard line or my hairline. Because to be quite honest, it's one of the only products that blends but doesn't blend. It kind of like fades away right. that area. So it's a really good product. Yeah, I bought another one afterwards.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, no, I've been really lucky. Yeah.
No. Let's like move a little bit away from influencer brands, because yeah. obviously as influencers,
yeah.
oh fuck, oh. these new microphones are very good, but I keep hitting them.
Yeah.
1 mil sub count, nearly 700k sub count.
Who is?
Me, James Welsh from the internet.
Okay, I just forgot because it wasn't all about numbers.
Marcus still hasn't said congratulations.
You didn't even tell me. Just I woke up one day to find social media posts.
You don't follow my social rules, I guess, then.
Yeah, but we speak like all the time every day.
Well, maybe you need to do more talking.
Yeah. Maybe you need to speak to me more than every day.
It'd be like if I won the lottery and you found out by like a newspaper article.
You and the Sun.
So I know of a big check.
Yeah. With everyone else but you around me.
Well, Mum and Dad came around the other day, and Dad was like, "You didn't tell me." I was like, "You don't know what that means."
Yeah,
like bless them. They know. I it means I'm done well, but they don't really know what that means. Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad.
Dad doesn't listen to.
Dad doesn't listen to. Mum does.
Thanks for your support, Mum.
Thanks, Mum. pocket money. Moving away from celebritant brands and influencer brands, as influencers ourselves, is there something that would make you not work with a brand? Like, how do you pick and choose what you want to do with sponsorship?
Okay, so let's, for just this episode, because we talk about it a lot, let's ignore problematic...
we're not going to talk about that.
Things. Yeah. Not ignore it, keep remembering it.
Keep that in mind.
But let's talk about just about, like a product, maybe. Yeah. That's one of the only things that stops me from buying.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Unless, there's a brand, for example, Norvina, who releases these eyeshadow palettes.
Is that a woman or a brand, or both?
That's a woman
right. And
a brand.
Okay.
And I just find it so cringy when people put themselves in their own... But she isn't every... I don't know. I guess it's because... I mean, she was... I don't feel like she was an influencer before.
She was.
Her mum, who is Anastasia Beverly Hills, was here, have a brand, I guess. I actually don't know how it came to light. So
I mean, she's done well.
No one try and correct me because I don't care. But and she was like, here I am now. I'm a brand. And she puts herself in every visual ever, which I think is cringy.
She appears on a lot of the Instagram versus reality Reddit sections.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she looks nothing like...
No, she's very... I don't know. But she's obviously done well for herself. But these palettes, these Norvina palettes, they bring out all the time. And there's so many. It's like week after week. I slow down a little bit. But all the colours are exactly the same. Mm. And then I think we spoke about before, there's a pop of yellow or a pop of pink. And it's like, oh, I haven't got that yellow. So you're going to buy a whole palette full of beiges. Yeah. With like a line's worth of colour that's sporadically spread out throughout the palette. And it's like, how many? So you can do a million neutral shades, like, but your pop of colour is like one or two to a palette. Mm. And people are spending, I actually don't know how much they are, but I'm guessing 30 to 50, somewhere in between. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that bothers me because it's like, well, I'm going to buy all these palettes for one colour. And I've definitely done that before, but it's usually been one from one brand, if that makes sense. Mm. So that stops me. And also I've been having trouble a little bit recently where people...
Sleeping? You okay?
Yeah, I've been having trouble sleeping because there's a man in a corner of my room.
that's a Halloween episode.
Yeah. Doing makeup on a man in a corner of room. There's a lot of people want me to do independent brands, which I love doing because I've discovered some really amazing ones.
And their formulations are usually very good,
And sometimes so much better than the main ones. But it's really difficult because there's so many people that source products from AliExpress and then pop them into a palette. And you can kind of tell, but at the same time, you can't. So it's like, I don't want to really talk about those because I feel a little bit cheated.
They might have glue in
them. They might have glue in them. Rat faces. And I just don't trust it. And you never know how people are going to react to cheap makeup because a lot of them are, you know, you pay under a pound for one color. So that stops me with independent brands sometimes. But I think you can tell when ones are much better.
Would you not work with a brand because an influencer you don't like has worked with them?
I usually don't like an influencer because they have they're terrible people. So to me, if a brand has worked with them, then I'm a little bit like, no,
because you question
that's your priorities
ethics.
Yeah,
what if somebody thinks you're a horrible person?
Oh, but the thing is, I'm not.
Well, that would mean they're wrong.
But but people think I'm horrible because I
critique,
and I'm never mean about a person in videos. I laugh sometimes because they do something funny, but you know, But that did sound really funny. Mm. But you know, it wouldn't. I'm not like I'm. You guys know me.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't do. I wouldn't work with a brand that worked with someone that I think is probably. But most of the people that I wouldn't want to work with. In the same brand, have our own companies anyway.
Yeah.
So,
So one thing I did in my earlier days of YouTube, when I was very much in the for men scoop of things, would I refuse to work with male YouTubers and bloggers and Instagrammers who bought followers.
Yes.
Well, so would, I mean, it was actually like a small group of us would message the brand at the same time and be like, no, because this person buys followers. Yeah. You're clearly not checking.
Right.
So like, where do you buy followers from?
I think I'm not 100% sure how it worked, but I think you could download apps, right? And these apps, I don't know, or websites, whatever, these would have their own like bots. So like fake profiles that would follow you. Or then I don't think you could do it anymore with Instagram because they changed their privacy policy.
I still think you can there do must it. Be a way around it.
You can buy these apps that through your profile, like hundreds and hundreds of pictures, hundreds of thousands, and then follow in bulk, and then unfollow and follow, and that makes people follow you back. And you can go on this website called Social Blade and see the up and down in subscription, what they're following. So we used to message people and be like, look, here's a screenshot of their Social Blade. Like, look at who you're working with. If you're putting me in the same category as these people who are buying their following,
I don't want to work with
that. Because if we're working on a campaign together and it goes to shit because I'm the only person on it, or me and a couple of people with genuine engagement, then it's not working because all of our engagement isn't going together and making this a successful campaign.
Exactly.
So that's when I would say no. Also, we won't go into, but problematic people. Exactly, I would also refuse.
Yeah.
But also, I think one thing I've done is not worked with a brand because I see them everywhere. Like, there's literally been brands where I'm like, you don't need to sponsor me because you're on every other person's YouTube channel.
You get bored
channel.
Of it. You get bored. It's like, this is why I don't like Harry Potter, because it's everywhere and everyone goes on about it all the time.
You've opened up a nasty, nasty hole there.
You're such a Slytherin.
You're such a Mufflepuff.
Things about Harry Potter, younger generation don't get it. It's our generation. They're Christmas films. They should only be watched in Christmas.
Yeah. And everybody talks like this.
Yeah, I feel like it's what, when Americans do British accent, they think it's what they're all
English.
Like. They're all English, but I think it's because of that.
Do you know what's been annoying me really recently? Every time I open Netflix, hello, my name's Enola Holmes.
Yeah, but she's actually English.
Yeah, but that's annoying.
I know, but where's she from?
Not there. Not that time.
Yeah, she's not
that's
from that
my
time.
Brother Watson. No, what's it? Sherlock. Yes, Sherlock. Like Sherlock.
It's a shit film.
Oh, I fucking hate
so
it.
It's so bad.
Anyway. Back to candles.
Yeah. Today's topic. But yeah, when you just see a brand over and over and over, and it's like, then the brand is like, I worked with a brand who I loved, but they were, and I actually like found them through an influencer, through like YouTube adverts, right? Well, sponsored video, sorry. And I was like, yeah, of course I work for you. Like, I use you anyway. They didn't even have to send me their product. I was just like, just give me the money. And the video didn't get very many views. And I said to them, it's because you sponsor everyone. There's a new video about you every week. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we know. Like, they were fine about it. So I didn't recommend to slow down. But like, you know, if I'm going to do something, don't sponsor a similar YouTuber so we post on the same day at the same time or within the same week.
Well, let's talk about that quickly. Do you think... So for me, sponsored videos on a brand is like, here's the product, use it, do you like it? Yes, okay, fine, here's some money.
Right.
Sponsored videos never, ever, ever do as well as a regular video.
A few reasons.
Go, James, if you put us now.
Okay. 3, 2, 1
Go.
If you put hashtag ad or AD in the title, it's rumored that YouTube don't push you back in that algorithm.
Right.
Also, people choose not to watch adverts, which
I was
is absolutely
say,
fine.
But do you think, though, then that kind of goes to show that people actually don't really like being forced to watch an advert?
I mean, it's just that, like, YouTube sponsorship is its whole own category. Like, like, whenever I get comments saying, don't know if I trust this as a sponsored advert, I'm like, well, it's not whether you trust this, it's about if you trust me. Like, yeah, if exactly. you, I've got a whole, like, video where I talk about how I pick sponsorships. Yeah. Like, you know, if you want to watch that, then decide. If not, don't follow me, because if you don't trust that I'm doing a sponsored video, why do you think I'm telling the truth on my own? Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's important, like, when you, it's not about that person being sponsored, it's about how they take on the sponsorship. Yeah. So we were saying, like, I was speaking to my manager, our manager this morning, and she listened to an episode of our podcast before we had management, and we talked about how we don't do many sponsored videos.
Yeah,
I do roughly one a week now.
Yeah.
Whether that's just like a quick mention or a whole dedicated video. And the difference is that now that we have management, that manager can go to the brand and meet our demands. Yes, whereas beforehand, when you're on your own, brands take the piss out of
you. They do, but like, we'll give you £10.
Yeah, here's £10 for two videos
a week.
A week for the whole year. So yeah, that I think that's what the difference is now, like, I can say to a brand, there's like a very popular brand that I've just turned down a collaboration with because their product didn't suit my skin. Mm. Had I signed that contract and said I was going to do it without management, I would have to do it, and I'd have to push it out there, and they would not allow me to speak negatively. So that's how things change when you get management.
Talking about a topic I'm actually talking about, because we keep forgetting, is
I love that topic.
Wait, we'll just come back to what we were saying.
Wait, you remember?
Wait, I'm nearly forgetting.
Say it.
Wait,
oh,
shit, it's gone.
Marcus,
what were you talking about?
Management. Now we have sponsorship. We mentioned
I remember. Okay, go. I won't listen to
just,
this.
Okay. Just on a question on adverts. I'm wondering if it's a generational thing. Do the younger generation watch the adverts, whereas we don't? Because we grew up with a YouTube that was just hand us sneezing.
The younger generation know how to install an ad blocker.
Yeah. Oh, or skip
but
the
advert. That wouldn't work on, say, your...
It's different. I was listening to our friend Audra at Home on YouTube, and she'd done a video recently about sponsorships, and she was saying, like, it's like if you don't pay the premium Amazon thing, or if you know, you get adverts on TV, you get adverts on Hulu, you get all these adverts that you can just sit down and listen to, go for a wee break, you know, whatever. And I think nowadays YouTube is the new TV. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like a streaming service, basically, that people get for free. So to just sit and listen to one advert or a sponsored video that your favorite creator has, so that they can continue to make content for you on this free platform, I don't think is a big issue. But I do understand, but I do understand why people have their qualms about sponsorships, because some influencers that do it, it's just insane, like, the amount of shit that they spew. Yeah. And you can tell, like, again, it's like if I was like, today's video is about these Nike shoes and how I do my skincare wearing these trainers. Like, it doesn't fucking make sense.
Yeah.
I feel like there are a lot that take the piss, but I think as long as it's relevant, like, I do skincare. Like, I did one shampoo because I thought it was a cool brand and I actually enjoy the shampoo, you know? But
as long as it's relevant. A question based on advertising on a topic. Talking about brands.
Is this what you're going to talk
about? Yeah, talking about brands that, you know, you do like and, you know, don't like. Whenever you do a sponsor, for example, that you like, because you're the only kind you would do you have a kind of nervousness when, so for example, if I was to do a palette in a video that was sponsored and somebody is like, oh, I just bought this palette because I love the way it looks on you. I'm like, oh my God, I really hope they like it.
Oh my God, I panic. I'm like, oh. But that's the thing as well, why you have to, with makeup, it's a bit different because, like, people can like makeup, right?
Yeah.
With skincare, it's a bit more personal. Like, they're not necessarily going to love that product.
Yeah.
So I think with all YouTube, people have to take it as inspiration to, like, you know, oh, that's a nice palette, like, I might look into it.
Yeah.
Or same with skincare. But yeah, I get nervous, and that's why I'm fussy about who I work with, because I don't want to be like, oh, I found this skincare brand on Etsy and all their products are made in their kitchen and you're going to love it, you know, because that's obviously very dangerous. But, you know, things like that, like, you have to be picky with what you do. But that's, again, comes down to you trusting the person that you follow and...
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I get nervous. I get nervous just sponsoring it, posting a sponsored post. But the you always get the other one like, oh, great, another sponsored video.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you just sit at home.
Audra
at home said something really funny. She was like, imagine someone, you have to remember that these are full-time YouTubers, right? Someone came into your workplace, say you worked in a shop, and you were stacking shelves.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I don't like how you're earning your money here.
Yeah.
Doing like, it's a bit of a weird,
great
stacking shelves. It's like you coming into their workplace and, you know, you're watching free content. Like, you can't complain about having to watch an advert. That's that hopefully...
Very interesting. Yeah. Looking at it.
Yeah.
This is like turned into an advertisement podcast.
Yeah. You have to think, like, consider that it's free. If you want that free content and you want these people to be able to create videos for you nonstop, because YouTube is their full-time job, they have to make money somewhere. Like, not all of our videos can get monetized for some reason. Yeah. Like, often blackhead videos get demonetized for some odd reason. You know, are there any brands that you've used that you've absolutely loved that you regret supporting?
Well, yes, the big one.
Oh, J-Star. We're allowed to say that.
Okay, that one. Yeah. But we spoke about
your
that
headphones
before.
Might break. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think of something else.
But for example, let's not say for the most problematic reasons, because that's a given, right? But for example, like there's a brand that I absolutely loved, but again, they were just sponsoring everywhere and it was overkill, and I felt like whenever I talked about their product, it felt like a sponsorship because they were absolutely everywhere. Is there a brand like that that you...
I'm trying to think of one and I really can't, you know. Shit, let me think. You know what, actually, so I did a Disney video. It was like Disney makeup, and it was the first time I used these ColourPop Disney palettes, but I used their eyeshadows before and I was like, love it eyeshadows, and these were just slightly different. Like, I did like them, the one I used was great, but they weren't the same. And then a separate time I tried to use a Disney one from them just for like a neutral look, and it was really awful.
Oh no.
But I did a video before, I was like, I love the ColourPop things, and then one, and I was like, shit, this palette is shit. The
You've
one I used was
spoke
good.
Highly of ColourPop.
I know, and it was just this one palette. Maybe I should put it somewhere.
What, to say that it's shit?
Public notice.
Yeah, no, you should. Like, videos that we've done before is like I've made videos about brands, like the best and worst of the brand.
Yeah,
like
who
the best and worst of ColourPop, for example. The brand SK2 is one that I like, not the one I was mentioning now. They never said they were going to sponsor me, but SK2 is a product that I absolutely loved years and years ago, the essence.
Yeah,
and now looking back
them.
At it, it's very basic and very, very expensive.
Yeah.
And I regret giving it such a big...
Yeah, but then again, that's as you've gone through and experienced more products, you can compare them and see, actually, that's not really worth a price.
Yeah.
For example, so I... what did I used to love all the time? Like a MAC product, for example, which I don't use anymore, that used to be incredible, used to be amazing. And then now you look at their products, like I would always recommend MAC paint pots as an eyeshadow primer. And now I don't really support them, but they are amazing other products, like the Sigma one is incredible. And I see a lot of people, I still get tagged in things because videos are, we might put them out in a certain order, but people see them in a different order. So they could be watching this like a year ago and it could be the first video they've seen of us. And it can be like, oh, Robert recommends this. So, you know, when people post like a haul on a thing, it's like, Robert recommends all of these. And it was like, Mac. And I was like, oh, no, I don't anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I don't know what else to say. So, yeah, I do. I regret in that. But our opinions aren't going to stay the same all the time, especially as, you know, like everyone, you buy new things, new brands come out and you try all these new things. I think we've been lucky recently, that, you know, Selena Gomez, Rare Beauty is an amazing brand. Rihanna's brand is great. I don't know. You seem to like
It is.
So we've been lucky in that sense, but I'm not going to change my mind 5 years down the line, if that makes sense. Well, I don't know. If she becomes problematic.
Yeah, we'll see.
But it all seems, but yeah, we've been lucky that these people are releasing brands. I don't think there's been a brand that someone's released something and it's been terrible.
What, influencer?
Oh, well, not influencers, like celebrities.
I was going to say there's a whole...
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Her products are just not really...
Yeah, I don't think like there's really been anything. Madonna's skincare is a joke, like a fucking joke.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, you won't, because it's like only sold in Japan and it costs like thousands of dollars for a very basic cream.
What's it called? Yoga dancing.
It's like you know, her MDNA or whatever it's called.
Falling downstairs with Madonna.
Yeah, drug suggestions, but not. yoga down the stairs. That's it, I think.
Yeah. I have 3 minutes.
You have 3 minutes. So this episode was a bit everywhere, so ever so sorry.
Oh, ever so, ever sorry. So sorry.
A few things we need from you.
Yes.
Subscribe.
Yes.
Rate. Yes. And head over to our Instagram and let us know your favorite candle brand and scent, please. Yeah. But that is it, really.
I do just want to just quickly just advertise a few things.
Oh, you didn't discuss this with us.
No, yeah, because I'm being paid behind your back.
Okay.
No, I was on 2 podcasts recently.
Oh.
And there's one called Crying on Main Street, which is all about Disney.
Oh, yeah.
And I spoke to the host about my experience in Disney World and all this kind of stuff. It was pretty good. And then one called Good Friends Wine Together. And we were just talking about beauty and makeup and all that kind of stuff. And that was really great. So look those up. I'm in the latest, I think, both of them. And we're both on one soon, but I think that's next week or whatever.
Okay, yeah. I don't know when that comes out. You'll see that on our Instagram, the Double Cleanse, and our individual.
That's it.
That's it. I've been James from the internet.
And I've always been Robert from the internet.
Bye.
Bye.
Marcus.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. I'm not going to do that.